आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम नरेश मागो। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू शेयर हिज थॉट्स विद पीपल ऑफ द कंट्री एंड अब्रॉड इन मन की बात प्रोग्राम ऑन आकाशवाणी एट 11 दिस मॉर्निंग। Prime Minister calls for collective effort and national unity in the face of global challenges, reiterates government policy and strategy is focused on serving public interest. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh emphasizes need for proactive, coordinated and forward-looking approach on West Asia crisis. Qatar and Ukraine ink defence cooperation agreement. India Meteorological Department forecasts thunderstorms in most parts of the country today, and in 19th IPL opening cricket match, defending champions Royal Challengers Bengaluru registers 6-wicket win over Sunrisers Hyderabad. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today at 11 a.m. It will be the 132nd episode of the monthly radio program. It will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, at the AIR news website and the news on AIR mobile app. The program will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called for collective effort and national unity in the face of global challenges. He said he had spoken at length in Parliament and held detailed discussions with the chief ministers about tackling the crisis arising from the ongoing West Asia conflict. Speaking after inaugurating the first phase of the Noida International Airport at Jewar in Gautam Budh Nagar district of Uttar Pradesh yesterday, the Prime Minister appealed to the people to face this crisis with a calm mind and patience, calling it the greatest strength of Indians.
ये पूरे विश्व में परेशानी पैदा करने वाला संकट है। हमें अपने देश की सबसे ज्यादा चिंता करने हैं और यही हम भारतीयों की सबसे बड़ी ताकत है। जो भारतीयों के हक में है, जो भारत के हित में है, वही भारत सरकार की नीति और रणनीति है। मुझे पूरा भरोसा है कि देश के सभी राजनीतिक दल देश के एकजुट प्रयासों को वो बल देंगे, ताकत देंगे।
Mr. Modi reiterated that what is in the interest of Indians and the interest of India, that alone is the policy and strategy of the Government of India. He expressed confidence that all political parties will lend strength to the country's united efforts. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh emphasized the need for a proactive, coordinated and forward-looking approach and underscored the importance of remaining vigilant in view of the evolving scenario in West Asia. Mr. Singh said this while chairing the meeting of an informal group of ministers constituting several senior ministers in New Delhi last evening. The meeting was attended by Union Ministers Nirmala Sitharaman, Hardeep Singh Puri, J.P. Nadda, Jitendra Singh and K. Ram Mohan Naidu, among others. The Defence Minister informed that the meeting was held to review the risks to energy supplies, domestic availability of essential commodities, critical infrastructure resilience and robustness of India's supply chains in the wake of the ongoing conflict in West Asia. Qatar and Ukraine have signed a defence cooperation agreement during Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's visit to Doha, as both countries discussed regional tensions and ways to strengthen bilateral ties. Mr. Zelensky met Qatar's Amir Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani yesterday and reviewed regional and international developments. Qatar's defense ministry said the agreement includes cooperation in countering missile threats and unmanned aerial systems, as well as the exchange of expertise between the two countries. The deal comes as Ukraine draws on its experience defending against drone and missile attacks during its war with Russia. Ukraine has also agreed to cooperate on defense with the United Arab Emirates amid the escalating tensions in the region. the U.S. Central Command has dismissed Iranian forces' claims that they have struck two hideouts of the U.S. Army hosting more than 500 soldiers in Dubai. Additionally, the Central Command released the footage of its airstrikes on the Iranian naval vessels amid heightened tensions in West Asia. Earlier, Iran had claimed that the U.S. had suffered heavy casualties in the strikes. Meanwhile, the United Arab Emirates have said that its air defense systems successfully intercepted multiple aerial threats, including 20 ballistic missiles and 37 unmanned aerial vehicles launched from Iran. Yemen's Houthis have targeted Israel in an escalation of the ongoing West Asia conflict using a barrage of cruise missiles and drones. In a statement, Yahya Sari, the Houthis military spokesperson, claimed that the operation was successful. This comes moments after the Iranian-backed group in Yemen officially joined the conflict in the region. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app.
Neha, your new car and that status. I wish I had taken commerce.
Who said CS is only for commerce students? I was from science stream myself.
Really? Even art students can do it?
Absolutely. Anyone can pursue CS.
Why wait? Become a company secretary today. Start your corporate journey the right way. For detailed information, visit www.icsi.edu.
The Election Commission has released the third supplementary voter list under the SIR process in West Bengal. The announcement came late last night, though the exact number of voters included or excluded has not been disclosed. This publication marks another step in the ongoing revision of the state's electoral rolls. Earlier, on February the 28th, the ECI had published a partial final voter list. Then, on 23rd March and 28th March, two supplementary lists were released. Commission officials said they've sought the court's permission to publish supplementary lists daily. Voters whose names are excluded will have the chance to appeal to a tribunal which will review their cases. The race for Kerala Assembly election is in its final sprint. Senior leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi is set to join the campaign today and is scheduled to hold high-profile events in Palakkad and Thrissur. More from our correspondent.
With only 10 days remaining until the 2026 Kerala Assembly election campaign, the state's political landscape has reached a fever pitch as the triangular contest enters final decisive stretch. Today, senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrives in Kerala to spearhead a high-octane campaign for the National Democratic Alliance. The Prime Minister is scheduled to begin his visit in Palakkad at 2 p.m. He will engage with the party workers during a massive roadshow stretching from Mission School Junction to SBI Junction, followed by a major public address at the historic Kota Maidan. Later this evening, the focus shifts to Thrissur as the Prime Minister leads a 1 kilometer roadshow along the Swaraj Round, accompanied by district NDA candidates. With the polling date of April 9 drawing near, the visit is seen as a critical effort to energize the NDA's base in these key battleground constituencies. Anil Chandran, Kozhikode.
In Assam, polling is scheduled to be held in a single phase for all 126 Legislative Assembly constituencies on the 9th of next month. The Jorhat Assembly seat, a mix of urban and rural areas, is one of the prominent and prestigious constituencies in the state. Our correspondent has more details.
In this assembly election, four candidates are in fray from this constituency. Assam Pradesh Congress Committee President, Lok Sabha member Gaurav Gogoi faces Hitendra Goswami of BJP, Aam Aadmi Party's Pranab Priyankush Datta and SUCI's Hemant Pegu. Following the 2023 delimitation exercise, the Jorhat LSE has undergone changes in its boundaries and population. According to the Election Commission of India, Jorhat has over 150,000 voters, over 78,000 are female and over 72,000 are male. There is no transgender voters across the 182 polling stations. During the 2021 election, there were four candidates, BJP's Hitendranath Goswami, Rana Goswami of the Congress, Assam Jatiya Parishad, Nirut Sankakoti, and one independent candidate. Hitendranath Goswami won the election with over 48% of vote. Aminul Haqzuddar, Akashvani News, Guwahati.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert for thunderstorms accompanied with hailstorms over Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab and West Rajasthan for today. The Met Department has also predicted thunderstorms accompanied with lightning and gusty winds over Bihar, Odisha, Telangana, Uttarakhand and West Madhya Pradesh for today. Similar conditions will prevail over Andhra Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Gujarat, Uttar Pradesh, Jharkhand, Keralam, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, South Interior Karnataka, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim for today. Moving on to sports, the 19th edition of the Indian Premier League cricket has begun. In the opening match yesterday, defending champions Royal Challengers Bengaluru RCB started their campaign with a dominant 6-wicket win against Sunrisers Hyderabad SRH at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. Chasing a target of 202, RCB finished the chase in just 15.4 overs, marking the fastest 200-plus chase in IPL history. For Royal Challengers Bengaluru, Virat Kohli with an unbeaten 69 was the top scorer, while Devdutt Padikkal made a valuable 61. Kohli etched his name into the record books by becoming the first batter in the history of the Indian Premier League to cross 4,000 runs in run chases. In the second match, Mumbai Indians will face Kolkata Knight Riders at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai today. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 this evening. In Chhattisgarh, on the fifth day of the first Khelo India Tribal Games, competitions in hockey, weightlifting and football will be held in Raipur today. The wrestling events will take place in Sarguja. Karnataka continues to lead the medals tally with 15 gold medals. Odisha is in the second place with 9 gold medals, while Assam holds the third position with 4 gold medals. Competitions are being held in 7 disciplines: archery, athletics, football, hockey, swimming, weightlifting and wrestling. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Tanvi Khurana.
Thank you, Naresh. The West Asia crisis continues to figure prominently on the front pages of newspapers. A month on, truce hopes dim, war inches closer to Red Sea, headlines Hindustan Times. Israel defies US moratorium, hits Bushehr nuclear site, Houthis join war by targeting Tel Aviv, writes the Sunday Tribune. Quoting Iranian media, the Economic Times reports that US-Israeli strikes hit multiple residential areas in Iran, killing more than a dozen people. Under the headline, 23-year Jewar journey now a reality, Sunday Pioneer carries a picture of Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurating the first phase of the Noida International Airport at Jewar in Noida. The Sunday Times says India has denied reports that billionaire Elon Musk participated in the March 24th call between PM Narendra Modi and President Donald Trump. Nepal's ex-PM Oli detained over role in deadly protest crackdown, reports the Asian Age. In its editorial piece titled Iran War Shows Why India's Defense Budget Needs a 21st Century Upgrade, the Times of India writes that the model of building personnel-intensive, land warfare-heavy armed forces worked well a few decades ago. It did help us win the 1971 war and 1999 Kargil war. However, it isn't 1999 anymore. The paper adds that we must spend more on defense and within that allocate a larger share on research and acquiring new technologies for modern warfare, concluding that India must decide whether it wants to prepare for the wars of yesterday or the wars of tomorrow. Do we go back to begging or sex work? Trans bill sparks fear, fury. Under that headline, the Times of India writes that transgenders across the country speak of betrayal and anxiety as hard-won recognition appears to slip away. And finally, as part of its efforts to improve civic sense in Delhi, residents and small-scale enterprises in the capital may soon face higher monetary penalties for civic violations, including littering in public places and disturbing public peace by playing loudspeakers, reports Hindustan Times. And with that, it's back to you, Naresh.
Thank you, Tanvi. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to share his thoughts with people of the country and abroad in Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 this morning. Prime Minister calls for collective effort and national unity in the face of global challenges, reiterates government policy and strategies focused on serving public interest. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh emphasises need for proactive, coordinated and forward-looking approach on West Asia crisis. Qatar and Ukraine ink defence cooperation agreement. India Meteorological Department forecasts thunderstorms in most parts of the country today. and in 19th IPL opening cricket match, defending champions Royal Challengers Bengaluru registered 6-wicket win over Sunrisers Hyderabad. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.